Hi guys, my name is Tenzin.
I'm here with Josh Bradford, Caleb Rasmussen, and Quinn Wright.
We are doing a podcast about Into the Wild, basically about Christopher McCandless, son of wealthy parents, graduate from a good university as a top student and athlete. However, instead of embarking on a profitable career, he chooses to give his savings to charity.
Josh, what does it mean to be a rebel?
He didn't want to follow the laws and he didn't want to deal with the consequences of breaking the law, so he rebelled and just chose to leave. Some evidence in the book is he took as gospel the essay on the duty of civil disobedience and thus considered it was moral responsibility to flout the law of the state, page 28.
How do we construct identity through our actions, interests, values, and beliefs?
So Alex gave Galleon a watch, and Alex said he's either going to give it to Galleon or throw it out the window. And that made Galleon think Alex was crazy because Alex didn't even want to know what time it was. He just wanted to be totally lost in the wild.
Is McCandless admirable or disgraceful?
The hikers that were going over his notebook, they thought he didn't really know what he was doing with the moose and the caribou. But John, the author, thought he was going to be all right with his story. He said he didn't have a death wish, he just wanted to get away.
To what extent is community essential to happiness?
So in the book, In to Build a Fire, the man found a dog on the mountain and that dog ended up to be the man's community. He found trust in the dog and he loved the dog, and the dog made him want to live longer. And Chris still found community within his family. He still wanted to write them and send them letters and all of that stuff.
Thank you guys for listening to our podcast. Catch you next time.